सहनावतु सहनौनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। ॐ श्रीनारदाय नमो नमः।
So we have seen in Sutra number 28, 29 and 30, Naraji says, few people say that these are the springs of bhakti. Spring, the bhakti comes out of these three sources. Tasya jnanam eva sadhanam iti eke. Some people say, jnanam, knowledge is the source. From knowledge, once you have got the knowledge, then the bhakti comes. Some people say like that. Then anyuna asratyam iti anne. Some other say, no, they are interdependent. From bhakti you come to the jnana, from jnana you come to the bhakti. Interdependent. And some other people say, swayam phala rupta iti brahma kumara. Brahma kumara, they say it is of the nature of phala rupa. This is the fruit of all paths. All paths fruit is bhakti. So Naradji was not very satisfied with these three sources. He said, no, if you want to open the floodgate of bhakti, you need something more. And for that he gives you two examples. One is the Rajgriha palace and another is Bhojanadisu, Bhojan. What is Rajgriha? If you want to have the trust of Raja, so merely knowing Raja is not going to help you. You have to love and serve him, or you have to love and serve country. Then only you will get his favor. Similarly, Bhojanadisu, so by knowing the recipe, knowledge part, first is jnanam. If you know the recipe, jnanam, anyunaya asra, interdependence of spices of one another, with this spice, this will go, this spice, this will go. It is not going to help. You have to cook it, eat, then only, he says, na ten raja paritosa chut santirva. So just by knowing raja, that is not going to help you. Just by knowing the recipe and the interdependence of the spices on one another is not going to give you satisfaction. So you have to eat it. So eat it means what? Love and serve is to be added to these three things. What are those three things? One is the knowledge, jnanam, 28, 29 is interdependence, sutra number 29 interdependence, and 30 is the phalarupata. Now sutra number 33.
तस्मात् सा एव
ग्राह्या
मुमुक्षुभिः
तस्मात्। नाउ देयरफॉर ही सेड, दिस इज माय कंक्लूजन, नारदजी कंक्लूजन, ही प्रूव दैट दीज थ्री सोर्सेस आर नॉट सफिशिएंट, यू हैव टू ऐड टू दैट रेसिपी समथिंग मोर। व्हाट इज मोर टू बी एडेड? Love and serve is to be added. Therefore, sa bhakti eva alone grahiya means to be sought after mumukshibhi by the seekers of the mukti. Who are the seekers of mukti? They should seek bhakti only. Very good. So total devotion is superior to all paths. So bhakti is superior to all paths. This is what Naraji's conclusion. So Naradji is not satisfied with whatever is stated earlier by the Anya Acharya, that Jnanam is the spring, or the interdependence, Sutra number 29, Sutra number 30, that it is Phal Rupta. He is not very satisfied with that. So he wants to add something more to it, something more he wants to add it and make it an integrated path inclusive of all. He will suggest that. Gurudev says, those who realize their own personality imperfections and are extremely impatient to liberate themselves, they are fit to practice this path, bhakti. In Bhagavad Gita is also said, ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya mai te tesu chapiham. Those who pray to me, in them I live and in me they live. So in Gita also is seconding the same thing. A bhakti is the main thing. Okay. So when a bhakta surrenders and prays to the Lord, he manifests in his heart, in the devotee's heart he will manifest. But for that you have to pray. Prayer is very important. When we pray, then Lord will manifest in heart. And when bhakti increases, bhakta personality becomes one with the infinite nature of Bhagwan. This is the experience of Supreme. This is realization. As our bhakti increases toward Bhagwan, then our personality, our individuality merges with the infinite nature of Bhagwan. This is experience. This is experience. So thus, according to Naradji, prayer is the springboard of bhakti. Naradji says the prayer, prarthana, should be always done. And how an advanced seeker prays to the Lord, dharmartha kama mumuchu na ichchamam kadachana tat pad pankaj aswada jivitam diyatam mama. The advanced seeker says, oh, dharma artha kama moksha, I don't want all these things. Mere ko nahi chahiye dharma artha kama moksha. This is what we do in a four purusartha. Bhakta says, mere ko, I don't want it. Dharma artha kama moksha. Na ichchamam kadachana. So what is your ichcha? What is your desire? Tell me. Tat pad pankaj aswada. I want to enjoy, adore, worship your pad. How is that pad? How is your feet? Pankaj, lotus feet. I want to worship your lotus feet. Pankaj, jivatam diyatam mama. Please give me that. I want to enjoy, adore your feet. Okay. So how to develop love divine? Now question is how to develop love divine. So next 9 sutra discuss how to develop the spirit of bhakti discovered in his own bosom. How to develop it? So do we want to experience that Lord in our own heart? He should come in our own heart. Do we want? Then he is going to tell certain things. Many things he is going to tell. Be very attentive. What all things he wants from us. Okay, sutra number 34.
Tasya sadhanani gayanti
acharyaha tasya means bhakti. Tasya means striling, it's a bhakti, feminine. Sadhanani means of the methods of practice. Gayanti, sing, acharyaha. Not one acharya, not one teacher. Many teachers, they suggest many things, okay. So ancient teachers sing differently upon the means of developing this devotion in the human bosom. Okay. So different sadhana, different means by different acharya they are suggesting. So what Naradji has done? Naradji has collected all those and put in together, put his own views, and he is presenting us. What a wonderful job he has done. He has collected views of all the acharya. And then integrated it, put it in a plate, and now he is serving us. Oh, lelo khalo. Look, now it is ready. Very good. But in all cases, the one thing is common factor is found. What is that common factor? That you have to withdraw from the world. Mind is to be withdrawn from the world, and the same mind is to be absorbed in Lord. This is common factor in all. In all sadhana, this is the common factor. So Naradji collected all the means. He found out that the one thing is common in all Acharya suggestions, that you have to withdraw your mind from the world and you have to apply that mind to Lord. So now Naradji suggests the sadhana for exploring and increasing bhakti. Acha. Sutra number 35.
Tattu.
Tattu.
Vishayatyagat.
Vishayatyagat.
Sangatyagat cha.
Sangatyagat cha. Now you can understand little bit Sanskrit now. Tyaga. You have to leave, give up, renounce. What? Vishaya. What is Vishaya? Sense objects. Vishaya. Vishaya tyagat. And Sangha tyagat. Sangha means attachment. Worldly attachment. Tattu, that source of bhakti, indeed, tu means indeed, Vishaya tyagat, through renunciation of the worldly object, Sangha tyagat cha, worldly attachment, cha means and. So the meaning is, indeed, the source of bhakti are explored and exploited fully through, number one, renunciation of sense object, number two, giving up attachment to beings around. Beings around. If you analyze carefully, one is inert, another is sentient. Vishaya are inert and beings are sentient. So Vishaya Tyagat and Sangha Tyagat. In principle, very simple. Detach, attach. Bas. Itna kaam karna. Detach and attach. Detach from what? Vishaya. Detach from all the attachment. And attach to whom? Attach to the Supreme Lord by total surrender to Him. This is to be done. So condition number one, Vishaya Tyagat. Number two, Sangha Tyagat. There are many other means he will suggest. Slowly, slowly we'll go ahead, you see. The same technique we employ in our sleep also. What do we do in sleep? We move away from the Jagrat Avastha, na? When we lie on the bed, still we are in the Jagrat Avastha, in the waking state. Now we move away from that and we start invoking sleep and total surrender to the state of sleep, consciousness. These three steps we follow in our sleep also. So now the question comes, what is attachment? Slowly, slowly we should progress. What is attachment? So Gurudev used to say, I plus I want is attachment. I means ego. And I want means egocentric desires. So this is to be given up. The next question comes, why do we attach? Why do we attach? Can anybody say why do we attach? When we think that this object, person, being is the source of my happiness, then I get attached to that. In all cases you will find, when I see this person, this being or this object is source of my happiness, so we attach to that. Why we do get attached to that? To get happiness, simple thing is. Bahut simple hai. Why you get attached? Arey, yahan se milega, I am going to get it from here. So I get attached to it. Now the question is, how to detach? So first is, what is attachment? Why do we attach? Next is, how to detach? By right thinking. To know that the sense object, person, being have no joy, content, then only you can detach. Forcibly you can't do it. Now you know the example of Rasogulla. 50th Rasogulla will give you sorrow. And when you prove this to yourself that there is no joy content in any person, being or object, then only by right thinking you can detach. Otherwise you can never detach. Otherwise you can never detach. We find many such examples. Like in Pingala in the Bhagavad, she was a prostitute. She used to wait whole night for lovers to come. And sometimes it happens whole night she's awake, nobody has come. She did vichar, you know. Why am I waiting for the people to come? And she left the profession. Similarly, you do the vichar that this sense object has got no joy. You will leave that sense object. Then in Ramayana, we find the Bali represents the sense objects, and it was said there that whosoever used to come in front of Bali, half of energy is gone. Whosoever came in front of Bali, his half energy was taken by Bali presented as sense object. Similarly, our all energy are taken away by sense objects. Sense objects. And when these sense objects were given to offer to Nachiketa, he said, I don't want Lord Death. These are all Jarayanti Teja. They will take away my energy. I don't want it. So we also have to do the same thing. Sangha Tyaga. Sangha Tyaga. Detach from others knowing that they have no sukh. But keep the company of bhakta. Detach from all beings, knowing that they are not the source of my happiness. But Naradji says, no, you should keep the company of bhakta. Keep the company of bhakta means so that you are in that line. Okay, so what is the difference between asakti and the bhakti? It is the same love. Love toward the object, emotions and thought, love toward the persons, beings and objects is asakti. They bind us. Asakti binds us. Same love toward the Lord is bhakti. Same love toward the Lord is bhakti, and it will give us mukti. There is one more important thing in asakti. In asakti, it clouds our intellect. Asakti clouds our intellect. Many times you will find when you are dealing with your children, your asakti, your love toward children, vitiate your decision also. Oh, my child. It clouds your intellect. So we are not able to take right decision. So Naradji says, okay, I will tell you another method of detachment. So in this we found two methods, Vishaya Tyag and Sangha Tyag. Remember, 36.
Avyavrita bhajanat.
Another method of detachment. Avyavrita, continuous. Bhajanat. Bhajanat, loving service to God. Aja, bhajan here does not mean you will take the symbols and ram, 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 ram. No, that is also bhakti. But you can't do it, not 24 hours. Avyavrita bhajanat means the loving service to Lord. So what is this continuous bhajan? Not puja, not japa. Those are also means. Those are also puja of the Lord. But how can you make it continuous? We have seen it many times. What can we do 24 hours? Actions can be done 24 hours. 24 hours actions we are doing. So we have to do archana with our actions. That is abhyabrit. Abhyabrit, continuous. The whole day we are doing puja of the Lord with our karma, with our actions. Okay. So what is this serving Lord by action? In each and every action we have to remember Lord, that I am doing for His happiness. I am remembering Lord continuously. How can that happen? How can that happen? It can happen in only one way. That is, if you consider yourself that I am servant of the Lord. I am servant of the Lord. Because it is the duty of the servant to satisfy master. If we are working any company, if we are employee, what is our duty? Whatever employer has said, usko satisfy karo, khush karo usko. Similarly, we have to worship Lord and make Him happy. So we can take the name of the Lord also while driving or while doing this thing, that thing. Take the name of the Lord. So bhakti is emotion and bhajan is its expression. Bhakti is an emotion and bhajan, the service, is its expression. Serving Lord is an expression when bhakti is there inside. So how can we serve Lord? We can serve Lord in three ways. Kaya, vacha, mansa. We have got three equipments only. One is the body, one is speech, and one is mind. Kaya, vacha, mansa. The three ways we can serve Him. And it should be constant. Do dhyan also. If you are constantly remembering, constantly doing this thing, then one day you will realize that He has presented Himself in your own heart. He has come. One day will come. Gurudev says, page number 88, during all our undertakings in life, this element of devotion unto the Lord can be brought in. If we learn to fulfill our duties and strive to achieve even our material goal in a sincere spirit of dedication and total surrender unto Him. So everything for Lord. Everything for Lord. Next sutra. Another way. So how many ways we have already seen? Vishayatyaga, Sangatyaga, then continuous bhajan. Abhyabrit bhajanam. Three. Now next. Fourth.
Lokepi.
Lokepi.
Bhagavat guna.
Bhagavat guna.
Shravana kirtanat.
Shravana kirtanat. Loke. Loke means while engaged in the activity in the world. In this lok, api even Bhagavad Gun Shravana Kirtanat. You listen to the Bhagavad Gun, His qualities, His sports. Or Kirtan, you do the Kirtan also. So Naradji is giving for all types of people. Whole day you are doing your duties. When you come back home, this used to be there in the ancient time. When you come back home, after dinner and all that, they will do the Shravan, some katha, or they will do the Kirtanam, sing the glory of the Lord. So this is the fourth one. So while doing the Kartavya Karma daily, you can do this also, Shravan and Kirtanam. Shravan and Kirtan also can be done. So it will develop bhakti. This Shravan Kirtan is the first two ways of Navada Bhakti. Gurudev has given here in Navada Bhakti, page number 89, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atma Nivedanam. Navada Bhakti. In Ramayana Bhakti, to Sabri is different. Something, few points you will find similar. But here in Bhagavat, this is Navda Bhakti. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padsevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam. Okay. So Kirtan after Savan is not mechanical. He feels his presence in his heart. You see, one thing is here, what he is trying to say, Naradji, is tasmat kena api upayena manah krishne niveset. Kena upayena, by any means. By any means you try to bring your mind to Lord Krishna. Kena upayena, whatever be the upay. Bring your mind to Lord Krishna. Then immediately you will ask me question. Why should I engage my mind in Lord? Bolo. Kyun karega? You have to tell na somebody. Kyun karega? Immediately people will ask you. Why? It is said, Visayan dhyasta chittam visesu visajjate mam anusparas chittam mai eva pramiliyate. Are, if you are thinking about the visaya, if you are thinking about the sense object, your mind will go to the sense object. And if your mind is thinking about me, where will you come? You will reach me. So simple. The mind that constantly fancies over the sense object get drowned in the sensuality, while the mind that constantly contemplate on me shall get merged in me. Oh, very simple logic behind it. Why should we worship Lord? Because mind is to merge. In Vedanta also, in Upadesara also, we are learning same thing. In Patanjali Yoga Sutra also we are learning same thing. Chitta Vritti Nirodha Yoga. Vritti is to be stopped. In Upadesara also Aham Vritti and Idam Vritti, both types of Vritti are to be merged. There the Raman Maharshi says, first you take care of Idam Vritti, then you take care of Aham Vritti, then you come to Suddha Aham. Here also we are doing the same thing. When Sravan Kirtan is done for a long time, bhakti takes root. It comes. Thinking about that. But now you will come with another question. Question is that for last 30 years I am doing that. Nothing is happening. But we were not doing continuous bhajan. Bhajan means I am not talking about this bhajan. Which bhajan? Bhaja means to serve also. Serve means, it is karma yoga. All actions dedicated to Lord. And if you see the definition of Naradji, so he says, Naradastu tap arpita akhila acharata tad vismarne param vyakulata iti. In Sutra number 19 he says, what is bhakti? All actions dedicated to the Lord is bhakti. Some acharya says puja is bhakti, katha sravan. Oh, that is all, everything is okay. But all action dedicated to Lord is bhakti according to Narada. And Patanjali says sātu dīrkāl nairantram satkāra se vitadar bhumi. How long we have to do? Dīrghakāl. Now you understand what is dirghakal, time, for a long time. How that is to be done? Nairantaram, continuously. Satkara asevita, with devotion. Dridha bhumi, then it will become dridha. Now magic of satsanga. So what we have seen so far, visaya tyagat, sanga tyagat, continuous bhajan, abhyabhrita bhajanam, and then here Shravan Kirtanam, Now, next, he says something more is required. What more is required?
Mukhyatastu.
Mukhyatastu.
Mahat kripa eva. Bhagavat kripa le sadva.
Bhagavat kripa le sadva. Mukhyatah, primarily pure devotion is gain. Mukhyatah, primarily it is gain. He said, you need mahat kripa eva, through the grace of the great soul. Sant kripa, guru kripa. Mahat kripa eva. And bhagavat kripa, thoda sa bhagwan ka kripa bhi. Grace of the Lord. How? Lesa. So two more things are needed, you know. Sadhanani is saying what we all have to do. We have to get the grace of great soul. And the grace of Lord. So when people listen to step number 5 and 6, is this 5 and 6? Already we have seen 4. Vishayatyaga, Sangatyaga, Abhyavritta Bhajanam, and then Sravana Kirtanam. 4. This is 5th is grace of great souls, and 6th is grace of Lord. So when they listen to 5th and 6th step, the grace, oh, immediately says, we don't have this grace. So the problem is not with us, you know, the problem lies there. It's not coming from that. From the Lord it is not coming, or from the Guru it is not coming. Grace is not there. Okay, perhaps they have rejected me. I am trying, but it is not happening. They have rejected me. So what is this grace? So grace is mysterious thing, something mysterious. Some people say, if you work hard, grace will come. Different people give their different opinions, you know. Aap apna kaam karo, apne aap, kripa will come. Or others say, whether you work or not, if the grace is there, then everything will happen. The opinion of the people, different people say. You work hard, grace will come. Number one opinion. Number two, whether you work or not, if the grace is there, then everything will happen. Now let us analyze this. What is this grace? You see, Bhagavan and his grace is just like sun and sunlight. If sun is there, sunlight is there continuously. If Bhagwan is there, his grace is continuously flowing. If sunlight is there, it is up to me to open my window. If I close it, sunlight will not enter. Sunlight will not enter. But sunlight is there for everybody. For everybody, sunlight is there. Okay. So what grace are we talking about? So the grace can be one general grace, sadharan kripa, and vishesh kripa, special grace. So general grace is just like sunlight. It's available to everybody. To all plants, minerals, animals, and human beings. Everybody is enjoying that general thing. But what is vishesh? What is special? Vishesh is if we harness that energy with the solar panel, then we get the vishesh kripa of sunlight. Is it not so? Will everybody get that sunlight solar panel energy? Unless you put that solar panel, you have worked hard, put that panel, now that solar energy you are getting and you are utilizing in your water heating plant or in your air conditioner or in your light or fan. Is it not so? Similarly with the air also we are doing. Fans are there, na? There is one here by nearby I have seen somewhere. Windmill. So wind is there in Chicago. Sadharan, everybody can. Or oxygen is everywhere, everybody is breathing. But if you want to harness the energy from there, then you have to put the windmill. Then you get the vishesh kripa. Vishesh kripa of wind. See? So there is a sadharan kripa and vishesh kripa. Okay. So Bhagwan general and special grace available to all. Vishesh kripa anybody can get. For that you have to put in effort. You put in effort, you will get it. Set up a windmill or set up a solar panel, you will get it. Available to everybody, but we have to strive for that. Similarly, light, water, energy available to all, whether we believe in the grace of Lord or not. It's available. We are breathing. Whether we believe in God or not, doesn't matter, but we all are breathing. But some people, they are not interested. They will not put in the special effort to get the special invocation, special grace. Okay. So thus, general grace and special grace is available to all. So if a person is a sadhan chatushta sampanna, the grace of Lord will come. But that doesn't mean one who is a sadhan chatushta not sampanna. One is sadhan sahita, or another is sadhan rahita. And the third one is ku sadhan sahita. Is doing ulta. Grace is available for everybody. Grace is available for everybody. Sunlight is available for everybody, whether he is a sadhu or a papi. Is it not so? Available to everybody. Okay. So if we do some sadhana and put in some effort, then the sadhana and the grace of the Lord will bring a beauty in us. We have to put in effort. Grace is continuously there. The beauty will come. If we set up windmill, if we set up the solar panel, will we not get something special? We'll get. Example. In India, if you want to pass your school exam in any class, you need to get only 33. Let us hope, 33 only. Provided you appear in the exam. Suppose a student appears in the exam and gets 30. He has put in effort, 30. He gets grace, 3. Grace mark, kripa. In Hindi, we call it kripank. Kripank, 3 mark. Suppose somebody has not appeared in the exam, not put in effort. Will he get grace mark? No. Since he gets 3 mark, 33 mark, pass. Otherwise, fail. Whole year gone. You have to put in effort whole year. So here the important part is this, that if we do the vishaya tyaga, sangha tyaga, abhyabhrita bhajanam, sravanam and kirtanam, then the Lord's grace will follow. So these 4 things we have to put in. Who is to put in effort? The teacher will have to put in effort. Teacher has to put in effort. For ei bishay tyag, sangha tyag. No. If we put in effort, then the grace of Lord will certainly going to come. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya
Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Guru Namah
Hari Om.